Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Your health on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on the afternoon update on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, while most seven-year-olds were out in the playground or learning how to ride a bicycle, Roy Ung was out hustling with his father, who worked as a karunguni. Growing up, Roy watched his father wake up in the wee hours to collect scraps and recyclables to support his family. And he says this is a key factor that inspired his work ethos. A former Grab executive, he's now gone on to launch his own brand, Evo. To find out how he did it, because it wasn't smooth sailing along the way, we're joined now by Roy Ung, who is the co-founder and CEO of Evo. Roy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Rachel. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. Fascinating story, Roy.
Thank you so much, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been interesting on our side.
I'm sure. So let's start off at the very beginning and talk about the background and your journey, because I understand that your father played a key role, an inspiring role in your life.
Yeah. So, I mean, growing up, I grew up in a humble family in Singapore. So my dad is a rack and bone man. You know, he collects chests for a living. He's very inspirational in terms of my startup experience, in the sense that, I think working at Rock and Bone Man in Singapore, basically, if you're sick, if you're ill, there's no money. So like the hustling, the hard work, those are the dedication to provide for the family. Those are key values that I learned from when I was young, so I think those are things that got me into understanding that, startup is not easy. When you go in, going with an open mind and you just need to hustle to make it work, because every day is a survival. And I think those are kind of like, insights that I kind of saw when, I started like helping him out when I was really young. But that being said, having a business, the financial freedom, and also, the autonomy to do what you like. Mm-hmm. I think those are things that also give me a bit of limelight since I was young.
But you didn't go on to start off your business straight away. You joined the corporate world, but yeah. You joined a startup. You were with Grab. How did that influence your decision to then perhaps tread the entrepreneurial path?
So I had a very good opportunity to join Grab Financial Group when it was just started back in 2016. I think the thesis back then is that, Southeast Asia, in terms of financial services, is very underserved as compared to other parts of the world. And we see a lot of references of China, being the digitization of mm-hmm. Financial services to every suburbs all across the cities. And we think that that thesis is quite sound. So I jumped into a bandwagon back in 2016. It was 5 people. When I left, it's 2,000 people. So, really right through that journey. And I really appreciate the opportunity that was given to me. The learning is phenomenal. You don't get to kind of join a unicorn from 0 to 1. And I think I really appreciated the opportunity from the Grab team itself, to just give myself an opportunity to grow with them. And I think in hindsight, a lot of the experiences, as well as the learning that I've learned from that experience, really help us in the journey that we are embarking right now.
And so you've launched Evo. Your key product is Bounce Back. What was the inspiration behind that? How did it come about? I'm talking about Bounce Back specifically. You can tell us a bit about what Bounce Back is as well to give us some context.
So I think for a quick high-level pitch, Bounce Back is anti-hangover supplements. Started off in Singapore. It's a 100% natural hangover supplement ingredient, and we're selling today in about 10 markets. Originated out of Singapore, very proud Singapore brand itself, and we've been advocating it. The funny story with the starting point is that how we started comes from a personal experience. Back in Grab, we actually manage a lot of the bank partners as well as the Japanese partners. So we actually have to, drink to entertain partners 3 to 4 times a week. And at the same time, in the morning, you have to wake up 8 o'clock in the morning and just hustle from there. So hangover is really not an option. Fortunately, I have a couple of Japanese friends that introduced me to some of the Japan products. And it really helps me. But the problem is that like it's really non-existent in markets outside of Japan, Korea. And we saw an opportunity to build a better product that's more affordable. You can get it accessibly. The content is not an issue. It's all in local content. And we hyper-localize it in a way such that like, you know, people trust the brand itself and it's very safe to consume. This is how we started actually. You know, really just a bit of our own experience that is so plain that we thought we want to solve it ourselves.
So I think we've actually got a question that's come in from our listeners online, our viewers online. Hongbin, can you share with us what are some of the questions we've got?
Yeah, first we have a question from Justin. He's asking, what was the pitch process like and fundraising for Bounce Back?
That's a good question. We have raised about 2.5 million US so far from institutional investors globally, such as East Venture, Spark Labs in Taiwan, mm-hmm. Farquhar Ventures in Singapore. And actually, we have 5 to 6 unicorn founders and management team, Caro, Shopback founders. I think, first of all, the direction has to be clear. And I think it always helps to have comparables in other parts of the world. So I think we spend a good 6 months to a year to actually validate the market. Before we actually, you know, embark on the seed round that we just did, I think a couple of months back. So I think number one is just have to be clear on the value proposition and the product market fit. The second part is like how big is the opportunity. I think with regards to VCs, they usually like to see what are the potential in the market itself and where you sit and are you guys the right person to actually solve this problem.
And speaking of right time, right market, solving the problem, I understand that it wasn't always smooth sailing for you when you looked to launch the company, looked to launch the product. What happened?
So we actually pivoted 1 year into the business. So we actually started mm-hmm. a business about 2.5 years ago. It's the funny thing is that it's a live streaming backend software, exactly like what we're doing right now. But people are selling products, but there's no software to do like inventory management, ordering and capturing our payments itself. Our problem back then is that we jump into the solutioning too quickly without having to validate the market enough. So like I think we, after running for a year, we almost died because like the addressable market and the demand for the product is not big enough. But fortunately speaking, like I think we did a pivot and we found the calling of like solving hangover problems all across the world. And it just took off. And then we actually eventually have to sunset the division. And basically, you know, we run from there.
We're speaking with Roy Ng, the co-founder and CEO of Evo. So Roy, you've spoken about finding funding. What about finding the right healthcare partners and nutritionists to help you develop this product? I mean, I understand, as you mentioned, it's helps to cure hangovers, but it also helps to combat headaches, relieves nausea and reduces redness. And reading about the product, it says that it's formulated by scientists and nutritional experts and clinically developed with a local lab after testing over 50 hangover products globally. So how did you find these professionals to work with? What was that journey like?
So when we first started, we have no brands, we have no customers, and it was extremely hard for us. So what we essentially did is that we actually went to about 20 to 30 contract manufacturers and labs, and we kind of backed them in a way to work with us. You know, this is we pitched to them that, hey, like, look, this is the opportunity, this is the problem we're trying to solve, and this is going to be an interesting journey for us. We talked to, you know, 15 to 20 of them, and fortunately, a couple of them actually came back to us. And you know, a bit of back and forth. From our side, we also have to see that, you know, the partner, the lab, and the manufacturer they work with are like GMP certified. They exactly know what they do. They basically go through all the different necessary tests before each of these batches are being done. And I think, you know, that journey is easily a 6 to 9 months, R&D, I would say.
Roy, we've got more questions coming in. They're fast and furious from our viewers on Facebook. I'm still waiting for you guys to message me on the studio phone, 8855-0893. Drop me a text. Let me know what you want us to ask Roy. Okay, Hongbin, what have we got from our Facebook group?
Okay, so from Shaista, we have, how did you deal with any doubts from others about starting this business venture?
So when we first started, the first thing we did was actually just to talk to some of the bar owners in Singapore. And the usual first thing that they tell us is, hey, is this a placebo? Is it safe? Are you guys a scam? You know, like there's so much kind of doubt about the business itself. I think for us, it's really two things, right? I think the first part is that what is the purpose of actually, you know, starting this venture? For us, I think we really believe in the problems of hangover. We really believe that our solution actually solves these problem statements. And I think at the end of the day, I think when you hit a wall, a hardship, like you just need that kind of conviction to push you through. Because like I think at the end of the day, if you push or advocate something that you don't really believe in, it's extremely hard for you to really push it through. So I think those convictions that we had from day one literally help us to propel to you know where we are right now. And I think that kind of conviction is really needed for you know, any of the ideas that you guys have in mind.
Okay, Roy, we've got a number of other questions from our listeners, and a lot of them are asking lessons learned. We've got a question here from Brian. It says, were there any costly mistakes you made in your entrepreneurial journey? Another question, was there anything you wish you'd done differently? And I'm just going to combine all of that together and say, if you had one piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs, what would it be?
So we have been also, you know, going through this principle internally as of now, as we are scaling overseas as well. The one thing I will advise aspiring entrepreneurs is really to actually start off as a side hustle first. You know, we quit our job, you know, we have a family. I got a newborn back then and we go full throttle, you know, almost ran out of my entire savings. And you know, I think in hindsight, what I could potentially do was really to just test out the market and basically having some sort of a conviction or data to prove that like your problem statement or your solution is actually viable or sound before you actually jump into the startup bandwagon. I think and there's absolutely no rush to really jump into it. You know, you can take a time to really just validate the assumption. Once you know you have that green light, then you quit your job and you just 100% dabble into it. I think it icing on a cake is if your side gig actually, you know, covers your basic necessity. I think that's a very good indication that, hey, look, there's something here and we should try it out. Yeah. I think that's one thing that I would tell myself and I would probably tell all my friends.
Wise words there, Roy. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today to share your story and your journey.
Thank you so much, Rachel. We're really happy to be here.
Wonderful to have you with us. We've been speaking with Roy Ng, co-founder of Evo. They've launched a healthcare supplement called Bounce Back, sharing with us his entrepreneurial journey. Thank you for joining us on Facebook and YouTube. Come on the radio and join us on Money FM 89.3. We've got another half hour left of the afternoon update. And then, of course, we've got prime time coming up a little bit later on as well. We've got the news up next, followed by a finance report. Stay with us here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.